Hi, everybody. Well, today's our Monday VBS program. We're on station one. Also on station one on Wednesdays. A little echo in the background there. But, and the date today is May 25th, 2015. And we're going to do a clearing here for maybe emotional trauma for people. Oh, here we go.
Still there?
Oh, it sounds okay. Oh, no, I'm still hearing an echo. But it's probably, you know, maybe it's just the speaker line.
Okay,
so here we go. Emotional trauma clearing for people. So releasing the energy. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, and next, let's make sure that you're all here. So I'll do the finger exercise. Take your index finger and just have your body moving in front of you. That's what you're doing. And then from there, you can see if your finger is straight ahead or to the left or right. Okay, and if it's not directly in front of you, then you're not here. You're listening to us, but you're on another fabricated timeline by the aliens, so you're actually not here. Just living a fabricated life with everything being copied and pasted into that reality off-planet. Oh, that might be kind of disconcerting, but that's what they do. And so we'll now do a light beam activation. So bring up one of your light beams. We'll bring in male energies this time. So I have three male energies, and each one will be three light beams coming to you. So here we go. Bring you peace energy. First light beam, one, two, three, four, and five. Second light beam, one, two, three, four, and five. And third light beam, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So we'll turn it over to our co-host. Are you out there, Elizabeth?
Yes, I'm out here. I'm in the moment and would like to welcome everybody and thank them for joining us this Monday, the 25th of May, 2015, on the Healing Highway. It's so nice that you could all be with us tonight. Ron will be doing some sample healings this hour, as well as talking about all of the healings and clearings that are available to you on creationlightship.com. So if you're a brand new listener, head over there and check out that website. You'll find a ton of information, questions and answers, all kinds of links to our Wikipedia and YouTube page, as well as more information on Ron's work here and what he does, and also some great testimonials from our listening audience. So it's a really good way to connect, and we just finished our healing intensive for the month. The final day was yesterday, so if you were on that 8-hour conference call and you'd like to submit a testimonial, you can do so via the Creation Lightship Fast Chat Feedback Form, which you can find on our BBS Radio homepage, as well as our Creation Lightship homepage. So, Ron, it's been a great weekend, and hopefully we get some testimonials from people. I guess we could just start off with some listener questions that are left over from previous shows, if that's okay with you.
Sounds great.
Okay, great. So the first question has to do with lost it here. Bear with me one moment. Thank you. So somebody had a money codes question, and they said, after listening to the archive played Wednesday night, 5/20/15, Ron said he would do the Jewish money clearing again in 1 month from 5/22/13. Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't remember it being repeated. Could we please have the money clearing again? Thanks.
I might incorporate that in one of the special calls that we have.
Okay.
Normally what I do at the expos for my workshops, I'll do that as a little bonus for people. We'll see if we can throw it together, put it together somehow.
Okay.
So, just thinking, I think the planet, if you haven't done the environmental clearing, it's been up for a couple of months now or so, pre-clearing, you may want to start doing that one. Maybe put that into your regimen of stuff to do, because it's needed now. So I would just say that. So if you wanted to do that maybe once a week or something, go in there and clean out the energies around your town and around where you are. So anyway, back to you.
Okay, and that, what Ron mentioned, is a free sample healing, and you can find that under the healing login on creationlightship.com, and it's called the Environmental Imbalance Timeline Crash. And you can put in your zip code and run that pretty much 24/7. It's a 600-minute healing, so you can just maybe designate a computer, maybe an old computer that you have, and start timeline crashing that. And if anybody's been doing that and seeing some results, I would love to hear from you. Please contact us and let us know how you've been using that clearing. All right, Ron, this is an interesting question. This listener is wondering if the clearings and healings will still work if you fall asleep during the program. They usually listen, however, because of the peace energy, they often doze off. So are those clearings still working even if you're falling asleep during this show or one of the calls?
That's no problem, yeah. Once you're on, you're on, and once you're started, like, the program here, yes, and you go to sleep or fall asleep, that's no problem. Whatever we do
okay.
on the show or even on the conference calls, you're covered. Don't worry about it.
Okay, and I think, I remember you mentioned once in the past, Ron, you can also write down on a piece of paper what types of healings you would like to have, or your physical healing that you'd like to have, and if you're on the light ship, you can just, like, have that next to you, or maybe, like, put it on your clothes or in your pocket somewhere, and the light beings will know to work on that specifically.
Yep, that's true, and you're going to be talking to them also when you're there, so...
Okay, great. So that's great to know. And the next question is in regard to the holidays and remembering people who have passed away or trauma or emotional events. So this listener writes, people who are moved emotionally when types of yearly events occurred, either you remember or not, or maybe your ancestors had on that day, would it be wise to... timeline crash dates and years, or just days, the month and day, not necessarily the year, to clear off those timelines and the emotion invoked?
Yeah, that'd be a good thing to do.
I would think you'd want to clear everything.
I mean,
but what if that's a good point. What if you don't know the years?
Yeah, so you just do what you can do. Remember, the timelines are like a Band-Aid unless you get rid of the timeline completely. So... the timeline crashes are designed for when you have a problem that just occurred in your life, you know, like, you know, whatever, maybe you hurt yourself and you want to get off that timeline so you're not replicated. But going into your past, hard to say how many timelines maybe your parents are on where they gave you an issue. If they're doing that issue when they were living, or maybe they're still living, and maybe they're 25, and all of a sudden, you know, they was walking down a flight of stairs, and they tripped somehow, and they banged their head, had a concussion at 25, and so now you're doing the similar thing, and you now at 25 got a concussion. You go, wow, this is kind of weird, coincidental here, you know. So then you want to timeline crash your concussion, and. Also, if you know your parents had it or their grandparents had something like that at the same time, right away that's being copy and pasted on you. Oh, you want to do a bunch of timeline crashes, get rid of the initial energy that's affecting you. Oh, that's kind of the way it works, that you're repeating the past. So whatever you know about your parents, whether you like it or dislike it, you still have those traits. And the DNA could be activated in you. You want to get rid of those energies, you know. So you want to timeline crash their scenario of that issue. So back to you.
Yeah, that's a great point, Ron. And also, it seems to me like people get hurt a lot on the holidays, physically and emotionally. Like, it seems to be a point where you're falling or tripping or you're doing things you don't usually do, so you get hurt or scratched, or you have to deal with family members that maybe dredge up some issues from your past that you don't want to deal with. So it seems like you would want to do timeline crashes on that to prevent yourself from being harmed, and also maybe just avoid all those activities where there's going to be a lot of people and big crowds, because you want to protect yourself and you don't want to absorb everybody's slimed energy. So it's a good thing to be aware of. It seems like everyone's just kind of running amok. So you want to run the other way. So continuing with that topic, there's part two to this question, and this listener is writing that when there's a commemorative holiday celebrated with fireworks, which is made out of gunpowder, would it be a good idea to watch? Because though it may be beautiful, the smell is of war, reminding some entities out there, which may stoke their emotional trauma, and the consequence could be activating them to want to jump into bodies. Also, the fireworks connect to the fire element, which has both good and bad effects and can be manipulated. The energy for not such a fun result. The symbols, it may wake it up. I have personally felt something within my cells waking up, maybe robotic programs or DNA activation, which is never a good thing.
That's very good. Yeah, right on. That sounds very nice and, you know, right to the point. I was working with a person a long time ago. They had a problem with their ears, and I was, doing some clearing, and I go, wow, you have a... Now, in your DNA, one of your ancestors was out, in battle, like maybe Civil War or something, because they had those cannons, you know? And I said, what happened was the cannon went off, and it made you so you couldn't hear.
Wow.
Oh, all of a sudden, you know, when I cleared that energy off of the person, they could start to hear a little better. I don't know if it improved 100%, but that energy was blocked, which... kind of weird, but that's the way things happen. Normally you'd say, well, you know, how could a clearing, you know, maybe make your eardrum respond better, you know, you can hear more or whatever, you know, but somehow it was an energetic blockage there, and it did help the person. And then they were also even drawn to fireworks too. That's what kind of keyed everything, because that would be kind of a sign of watching something go up and exploding or whatever. Oh, back to you.
Yeah, it kind of helps to look at things that way. If you feel like you're drawn to something, it could possibly be something you need to clear, so it's important to pay attention to that. And that's a great approach, because a lot of the times we don't know what's causing our traumas and dramas. It just takes a little bit of detective work to look into what you're experiencing and then figure out which clearing would best apply to that situation. And sometimes it takes a few tries to figure that out. So someone who was on the call yesterday says, thanks for the awesome call yesterday. I had a very painful situation going on in my left hip. I requested healing for it while up on the light ship throughout the 8-hour call. At the end of the call, the pain was completely gone. Thanks.
Great. Wonderful. Sometimes I actually can sense that on the call, so that's why I'll work with different areas, bodies. Normally, whatever we do, everybody will basically have the issue anyway. Even though it may not be, a problem right now with the person, that's going to stuff from the past. That draws the alien critters, too. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. And it's always nice to know that people are experiencing and getting healings from the calls. The calls are great, so please subscribe to the Creation Lightship emails if you haven't already. You only get one email a month, and it's usually about the series of 8-hour healing intensives as well as the 4-hour monthly ascension preparation call. So we can all look forward to that for next month. And if you would like to attend, you can also do so as a registered absentee. So you don't actually have to be on the call for the 8 hours, but it's always nice to experience that energy firsthand. And I always like to set aside at least, you know, part of, if not all of my Sunday for that. It's a great way to, if you're driving or if you're just hanging out at home, just to have the phone lines open and connecting with the Creation Lightship. So, Ron, the next question is about an animal, and someone's asking, is it possible in the past for an animal to reincarnate as a human or another animal?
Well, another animal, very possibly. As far as a human to reincarnate, I would say probably not. Although the aliens can do test tube experimentation, but with that, it could be possible. But typically, I would say no. But somehow people do maybe get through doing maybe spells and things. You can see humans in animals. So, you know, that is true. As far as coming into the animal at birth, I kind of doubt that, unless somehow, you know, the aliens are doing some kind of genetic manipulation, and they put a hybrid into the mother, all of a sudden, voila, up comes something that's kind of weird looking. I don't know if a mother would give birth to an animal, but I'm sure, well, there are doctors out there that will swear that and that they have seen weird life forms come out of the mothers from either artificial insemination or planted with a hybrid of some sort. So that aspect, hybrids, yes. As far as the typical non-interference of the aliens, will say, hypothetically, because they interpret everything, but we'll just say that they didn't. There would not be a like an animal spirit in a human or in a hog or cat or something, or animal. There would not be a human spirit in that. It's a whole different frequency, unless they did some kind of manipulation with that. And who knows?
Yeah, who knows indeed. It seems interesting, too, because I was talking to somebody today, and she was commenting about how many cat videos there are on YouTube and how many people post these videos, and you wonder who's really in charge here. It seems like the cats really have a dominant place in everyone's life. And, you know, Ron, I know you've mentioned this before about being a slave to your cat or your dog. And often the cat is the pack leader. So it's very interesting to think about in terms of animal spirits and how they come into our lives and, you know, manipulate us and get us to do things that we probably normally wouldn't do.
Yeah, that can happen. All kinds of weird life forms out there. I was on a website maybe 5 years ago, and I don't know if this thing is still on the website, but somehow I got into trail cameras, and I was looking under, I guess, Bushnell, and they had, you could click on them and see people's photos. And so you see, basically the deers and whatever's out there, that come across to get their picture taken. So all of a sudden, there's a night camera. No, and there's an alien. Alien looked like it was maybe like kind of like that thing that you see. I don't know what its name is, but on the Hobbit, I think. I never have watched the whole Hobbit.
But yeah, the Gollum thing, I think that is.
Gollum thing, yeah.
Yeah.
And things' eyes were glowing, probably because of the infrared. But it looked about that thin. It looked like a really, really emaciated child. Very, very thin. And that was what they captured. You know, an alien walking around at night. So quite interesting.
Wow.
Just kind of going into a little bit of the paranormal stuff, but
that's okay.
They're out there, and it all depends what the aliens want to do. So back to you.
Yeah, I find those critter cams and the hunting cams really fascinating. You never know what you're going to see, and it's. I wonder whatever happened to that video. If anybody else ever saw that, pretty interesting. But yeah, that's fascinating, and. Yeah, I'm not sure what to say there, Ron, in terms of a comment. Would you recommend any clearings for people if they saw something like that?
Well, you want to see how it scares you, you know? Did it scare you? So if it frightened you when you saw it, now you know that very possibly one of those life forms, like you're looking at on your computer, has abducted you. Normally, you shouldn't have any real reaction to it. It'll just look kind of weird to you. But if you, like, kind of freak out, you know, and you go, oh, geez, well, you were probably involved with that particular life form somehow, somewhere. You'd be up on a ship or something or in the underground tunnels here without your knowledge, but your body knows. Remember, your intellect, mental, is one thing. But, like, when you see something maybe in your... there stands up on end, you know, on the back of your neck or whatever. That's your body's reaction. You're not going to be thinking of anything else, and you go, uh-oh, I shouldn't be here, you know, because your body's telling you something is goofy out there. So if you do have a reaction to it, then want to do maybe timeline crashes on it. Maybe do a special clearing for the involvement with that alien, possibly, and or the alien attack page, you know. Anyway, back to you.
Yeah, and also I think this is a really good time to do that because there are all these new summer movies, and they usually deal with, I don't know, it seems like at this time of year, these blockbusters, they all have some sort of squeamish topics or alien abductions or Armageddon scenarios. So it's a good time if you happen to find yourself at the movies to pay attention to what is getting at you and then... clear that, like Ron did with the woman who had heard the cannon firing and was having problems with her ears and her hearing, because a lot of the times those reactions we have are signifying that something happened to us in our past. Otherwise, we would just watch it and not feel anything. We would just be at peace the whole time. But a lot of that is dredging up your past life traumas. So that's also something to keep in mind. And someone is asking, Ron, is there something we should write in on the environmental imbalance clearing? And should we also do the Earth Protect clearing?
Yeah, that would be good, too. You just want to have maybe the climate to be stabilized, okay? Something like that. Anyway, that's kind of what I'm sensing is to get stuff back into balance here. Rid of some of those energies that are out there coming in to cause problems here. Well, I've had people mention they put it up, all of a sudden they had rain. Well, you may think, geez, I don't want to have rain, but, you know, they needed rain. So all of a sudden, you know, rain clouds formed, and they had rain after doing that clearing. So everybody, you know, needs rain, naturally. I mainly put the clearing up typically for, like, really bad weather. That's why I put it up. And then also for what the aliens are doing to stuff. And it's very good to do that. So I want to just recommend that people do that just to clear your area out and get more peace. And what's happening now is the clones, those emotional bodies, I believe, that turned into a clone, instead of a human body turning into a clone, I think they cloned the emotional body or gave the emotional body life and made it materialize. Boy, it's really strange to see these beings now, you know, just interesting. So if you run across a clone that is very, very spunky or asks lots of questions or something, it's a whole different life form, because you don't normally see an emotional body materialize.
Hmm.
So there's been a lot of abductions with people, and instead of bringing in a clone, we'll say like they made a clone from the human body, they just are now taking the energetic emotional body, making that real. And the emotional body, everybody knows about emotions, you know, the emotional body is very sensitive. You're going to have a lot of interaction, good or bad. So back to you.
Wow. Yeah. And on the, well, I want to talk about that more, Ron, and also regards to the weather. It seems to me like the right type of weather isn't getting to the right place. Like, we're getting a lot of rain in places that don't need it, and then other places have drought. So it seems like the environmental imbalance clearing would help do exactly what it says and balance things, so that maybe there's more balanced weather in the areas that need to be drier or wetter. Because it seems like there's a lot of extreme weather going on, but then I think like Texas and Oklahoma got all of California's rain, and California still needs the rain, so it could possibly help with that, too. Is that correct?
Possibly, yeah. I just wonder if they have a lot of chemtrails in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
As here, we got lots of chemtrails in California. You know, kind of connecting dots, you know, chemtrails equal no clouds, right? And what do you need for rain? Well, you need clouds. So I wonder if they're not hitting Texas as bad. Oh, just an idea there. Plus, you have other stuff, radionics, you know, with other, you know, agencies out there, even ones that are not on our continent, beaming their radionics to cause problems with weather, too. But it is kind of interesting. I just wonder if anybody out there listening lives in Texas, and they can let us know that, you know, if they have lots of rain, do they have a whole bunch of chemtrails. Yeah, normally they spray the chemtrails now at night. If you see a milky sky looking, you know, and it's kind of overcast or milky looking, whitish, that's the chemtrails up there. And, you know, when you first see them in the daytime, you can see them, and after they kind of all form and everything else, then you get that milky white type of situation. And I'm sure everybody listening knows that. So I'm just kind of curious. You know, what the response is out there. So, back to you.
Yeah, that would be good to know. So if you are living in Texas, if you're listening and you'd like to type in, please use the Fast Chat feedback form. Also, I'm curious if anybody had any interactions with these emotional body clones, as Ron mentioned earlier. And if you have, what kinds of interactions did you have, and where did you have them? Just curious. Would be interesting to hear some of those stories as well. So someone commented that gunpowder was used for fireworks first, and firearms came later. Kind of interesting. And Ron, did you want to comment on that at all, or?
Yeah, I think, I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong, but I think the Chinese may have created gunpowder, although I can't swear to that. But
I know think you're right.
Oh, so that was quite interesting. Have that. I'll just use the word one alien race in the sense, because remember we talk about all the different races here from their alien counterparts in the Beyondo. So Chinese alien race, or whatever they are, probably look like the people that are here naturally. I probably wanted to bring that in. Not that, that's a bad thing, you know, just that they brought that in. So it'd be interesting to take all the different cultures here, at least the ones that are living now, and find out what they're noted for, you know, as far as maybe technologies or something, just to see how they interplay with each other. So anyway, I'm going sideways here, but most of the electronic stuff is from Germans, because the words are all German, you know, words. Even the word school, that's a German word, but they pronounce it wrong, you know, but to be sure.
Oh, like
but,
kindergarten?
Yeah, all those are German.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that German alien race, that brought in all different types of technology. So that's our electronic industry is mainly from Germany, basically. So, right. I don't know what the other races were noted for, you know. So, anyway, just interesting. Well, back to you.
Yeah, that's true. And I think you can find a lot of clues in words as well as cultures. So I think it was, Ron, the Chinese, that they actually did invent fireworks. I don't know if fireworks were invented prior or post-gunpowder for firearms. I'm not sure. But I'm pretty sure that the Chinese were responsible for inventing fireworks. So that's a fascinating topic. And I have another question here from a listener who's wondering if on the free clearings, do you have to have the picture up? Thanks for everything.
Well, it helps. And if you do a free clearing for someone else, then yeah, you want to have their picture up typically. If you're away from your computer, and it's not in the same room as you, then it's always good to put a picture up. And I think most people do it anyway. They just get a picture. They have one picture of them, or their happy smiley face of them, and they put that under their computer, and they're covered, you know. So I think a lot of people are doing that just because they don't want to miss out. And maybe we could try an experiment here. Maybe somebody could take a little small picture of them, say like maybe an inch square, and then get one that's maybe 6 inches, you know, tall or something, you know. Try, you know, you could just probably do it on your computer, you know, change the size on it, and just see if there's a difference in the energy. That'd be good to know, to tell people. Maybe the bigger picture holds more, you know, and can be, you know, used for you. So I would think that would be correct, but I'm not sure. So with the larger light beams, get that up, and wow, it's a big difference, you know. But, you know, so maybe if the bigger picture of you would be better. We'll have to just see what people tell us about that. Oh, y'all have a little bit of homework.
Yay. I always like Creation Lightship homework. And that's a great idea, Ron, because I notice sometimes, well, all the time, actually, when I come to the expos and you have the huge, you know, I don't know, 30, 40-inch monitor up with the light beings, I'm always blown away by how people go by that, because the energy there is so strong and you really feel it so profoundly when you have that huge picture and then all the monitors in front of the light chamber. So it's always such a welcome sight. So it would make sense that, you know, if you have a bigger picture of yourself, you're absorbing more light while your clearing is running. That makes total sense to me. I wonder if anybody out there has even tried that.
Yeah, it would be neat to find out. And I'll just go a step further. So let's just say that the dark side blessed you with a broken arm, okay? So listening to the program now and you go, yeah, I got a broken arm or something, right? But what if you were to take a picture of that? I'm just kind of extrapolating here. Put that up in front of your monitor. Would that give you more of a healing? I'm just throwing it out. Maybe you could write your name on your cast or something, you know. But anyway.
Maybe you could tape a picture of the light being to your cast.
Yeah. Good, yeah. Uh-huh. Very interesting.
I wonder about that, too. I know you do the energized pictures. And I know some people have tattooed on their bodies, like different creation lightship insignias. So I'm just curious if you have any comment about that, like carrying the picture with you or having the activated picture in your house.
Yeah, it should help. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
So the whole thing is peace energy. So when you're not in peace, and help you to get into peace with that particular situation.
And so, also, it reminds you to do clearings.
Yeah, uh-huh. And so, like, if you're having a bad day and you're dealing with frustration about something and you have a light beam picture up, as you walk by it, you're dealing in judgment because you are in frustration. And then at that point, the light beam will radiate peace to you. It won't probably be any more than what it is normally, but at least you might feel peace, which could maybe make you feel better, you know, about yourself, and you may change, you know, the timeline that you're on. For when you're not in peace, you're on timeline, so then, you know, to do timeline crashing. But most people, if they're in a downward spiral, they're not going to think about maybe doing a timeline crash or anything else until they only stop or hit, you know, hit rock bottom or something, and then all of a sudden they will come back up again and decide what they want to do. And it just depends how strong those emotions are and how much you're going off on a situation or something, you know. Everybody's different on how they handle their emotions. So back to you.
Yeah, that's true. And it also depends on how much you're living in your emotional body. So if you do the whole lifetime emotional clearing, which is a whole lifetime clearing, it's also the first clearing that Ron suggests you do before doing any of the other clearings, you'll get all of that emotional stuff cleared out. And there's also an unlimited option which you can use to maintain a peaceful, balanced state and be more heart-centered and connect with source energy. So that's what everybody should be doing. Would be great if we could just live in a completely peaceful world. Unfortunately, we don't, and so that's why there are all of these clearings and healings that Ron offers. So, Ron, we had a request for a pain release sample. Do you feel like doing a sample for everybody here listening tonight?
Sure. So you want to check out your pain. If you have pain, you know where it is in your body. So normally pain attracts entities. So what we'll first do is an entity clearing and kind of see, you know, what intensity your pain is. You know, kind of like look at it and go, yeah, like an 8 pain or something or a 7 pain. You kind of get a number on it. And then we'll do an entity clearing and just see if it drops down. So that way you can know yourself if you're collecting entities bringing you their pain, which is now coming to you, and now you got a heavier load, backpack on of more pain, and not even be your own pain, somebody else's pain, whether they're living or not. So here we go. Bit of entities. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. There we go. Okay, so take a note now what number you are. Hopefully it dropped down so you're in less pain. And now let's do a pain clearing. So working now with your pain body. Taking away this energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. There we go. So for the newcomers, newbies, think of these energetic bodies as like another piece of clothing on you, another garment, another coat, you know, a big musty coat. So you have your emotional body wrapped around you, and you're dealing with its suffering, and then now you have, you know, the pain body and, you know, trauma body, everything else, and your physical body is carrying these energies. And all this stuff is leaking, resonating back into the physical body, causing the issues. So we'll just see if anybody has there are pain, and they want to even go deeper and see if the pain body is a reoccurring barcode. I'm just throwing something out here. See maybe if your parents have that pain, you know, if it's coming from them genetically or your grandparents, and or maybe one of your close friends happen to have this particular pain. Maybe you went to work a couple weeks ago and a person is complaining of a headache. Now you got a headache and you go, I wonder if I got quarter to that person, and I wonder if for some reason I felt that energy onto myself and now it took 2 weeks to experience that. Okay, because sometimes things take time. You have different timelines. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, that's a great point, and it's also important, I think, Ron, to note that you do have to look at every pain situation from multiple viewpoints. So, like, what Ron did was he cleared the entities first, and then he worked on the physical pain. So a lot of the times when we're doing clearings, it's best to not see one option, but to look at many different options, or what could be the root cause. It could be coming from several different sources, and it's important to address that. So also, if anybody is having reactions to these samples, you can let us know, as well as email us through the fast chat and just contact us directly to let us know how these samples are working. And you can also donate if you've been affected by one of the clearings on the show and you'd like to make a donation. Those are always welcome. You can use the PayPal button on the right-hand side of Ron's homepage. And I think there's one on the BBS radio homepage as well. So the next question is about sponsoring shows. And someone was looking to share a sponsorship. So they're wondering, they say, normally the light beings come into the place you are in and bring the creation lightship there. So if sharing the show with a friend I brought to the creation lightship, or someone became friends with because of creation lightship, will the entire hour for the space, for each of our space, calling from different regions of the United States, be CLS light infused?
Yeah, it would be, yes. That is correct, yes.
Okay, great. And sponsoring is a great way to get a lot of your personal questions answered, as well as get to know more about Creation Lightship. And if you have a specific issue you're working on and you would like to do that, you can do a half-hour radio show or an hour, and it will be devoted to you. So please get in touch if you are interested in that, doing a sponsorship or maybe co-sponsoring with a friend. You will feel the Creation Lightship energy the entire time, regardless of where you are in the country. Ron, I have another request here for a clearing for somebody who rubbed against a hostile plant. And would they do the bites and stings clearing, or since it wasn't really a bite, what kind of clearing could they do? And if you would maybe do a sample bites and stings, if that would be appropriate?
Somebody got against a plant like poison ivy or something like that, or a holly tree, or got poked or something? Maybe a cactus?
Maybe just brushed up against something that irritated their skin, I think.
Okay, well, let's first take away the energy of the plant. So you have to do that because now it's kind of like, you know, living in you, whatever got attached to you. So it has this life of its own. It was related to the plant, and now you have it. So let's just take the energy away from that. Give it back to the plant. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's feeling good. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And now we have to look at in your DNA, you know, why you're, in a sense, allergic, we'll just use that term, to the situation, okay? So some people, things affect them, and other people, you know, can be fine. So that means that you have something going on that relates to that plant in your DNA, making it so that you're not in harmony with that plant. So let's take away the energy there. So here we go, going back in time, finding one of those past life timelines, as you are a multidimensional being when you're on timelines. And here we go, could it be on an alien planet? Who knows? If they replicated looking like Earth. So here we go, taking this away. 1, 2, 3, 4. Boy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. There, that feels a little better. And now I'll work with your physical body. And remember, these are all other ones are energetic. So now we're going to deal with the physical. So let's do something with the skin here. So ideally, we need to make the skin harmonious to what's on it, okay? So, or having what's on it become harmonious to skin. So here we go. We're going to get rid of all the odd harmonics now. So we have a clearing for odd harmonics. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's feeling a little better. Feels like it needs, you know, a lot more. But we'll see how they're feeling, okay?
Okay, great. And that odd harmonics clearing is an amazing clearing. It does take a while, but it's very thorough, and it's very comprehensive. So that's a great clearing to do. And it's fascinating what these little things that happen to us bring up, Ron, when you just do something seemingly insignificant, and it brings up all of this past stuff. I always think that. So it's always good to pay attention to that, and it's so wonderful that you have all of these clearings in order to clear all that stuff off of us. So that's great. So hopefully this person can check in with us a little bit later, although we are coming down to the last couple minutes of the show here. So the next question is, someone's asking, what clearing to use for emotional eating? And is timeline crashing, self-empowerment, et cetera, good for this issue too?
Let's see. I would think, you know, eating extra, you know, that would be more like entities.
Yeah.
So, but you could do timeline crashes for, you know, the event of overeating for one night or something. But it's not going to nip it into the bud, but it would get rid of the energy for that one particular time. Normally, entities are what cause, you know, things emotionally to happen. So I would say entity clearing is what you'd probably want to cover to get released from that energy.
Yeah, and it's almost like, I don't know if this is like an overeating problem, but a lot of entities cause addictions. So if you are addicted to eating or addicted to taking your feelings out through eating, that sounds like an anxiety or something that's caused by an entity. So get on the entity calls, too. Ron does them every week. I think, what day are they? Every Friday is the entity removal special. And he also does cording removal Tuesday and Wednesday, divine water activation. You can find out all of this information at creationlightship.com at the very top. I also think water, skin misting water, would be good for the person with the plant rash, if you can get a bottle of that and just charge it up to put on your skin. Ron does a lot of skin misting water and drinking water on his calls, and it's always very welcome. So the next comment question is, do we have to use the new earth transport for every single clearing we do, such as the different emotions on the self-empowerment, et cetera?
On that one, probably not, no. But the other clearings, yes.
Yeah. So if you do the self-empowerment clearing and then you directly do the new earth transport after that, you could just type in self-empowerment and that would be sufficient, right, Ron?
Yeah, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And maybe, do that earth transfer, you know, some people do it every time they do a clearing, or, you know, just do it once a week if you want, you know, but it is nice to do that so that you can be found, and you're kind of like cataloging your clearings in a sense, and being realized that you did clearing. Remember, the light doesn't know who and what you are until, you know, you do a clearing, because
the
light after you, you know, you have free will, free choice. So each time you contact and do that earth transfer clearing, then automatically you're accounted for. Because the light's not going to, you know, have an ID card on you or have barcode or anything else, you know. The dark side does, but, you know, it doesn't know that you even exist unless you start doing clearings and things, because it gives you free will, free choice. And true light doesn't need to keep track of anything whatsoever. So that's a little hard for some newbies to understand, to figure out or to kind of analyze, because you're taught all this wrong information. So anyway, guess we got about 3 minutes to go here. Anything else, Elizabeth?
Yeah. Someone commented about, I guess, the French created new words for food, like roast beef and pork, so they changed the word so we do not have to think we are eating cows and pigs. Kind of interesting, relating to the word origins topic we were on a little bit earlier, Ron. And someone also commented saying the cloned people are getting more arbitrary now because they are dedicated to an outside source in the way they teach to others.
Yeah, I'd say that's correct.
Okay. So somebody else saw a spider on their kitchen floor today and was startled, took it outside in a butterfly net and thought, why does that startle me? My body felt it. So that could be a timeline thing maybe, or a past thing. If you are not at peace with something and it startles you?
Yep. I would say that that'd be correct, yeah. Something in your past that the spider did to you, or you're afraid of, or you had an experience. I would say that would be correct. What I'd like everybody to do is, not right now, but maybe in the next week, you know, when you're at work and stuff, just clap your hands and just see how many people jump. I'm curious. Because you remember, if you're out of your body and you hear a noise, you're going to jump when you're startled, because your spirit's doing a crash landing to come back here. So it'd be interesting to see how many people, you know, aren't aware of what's going on, because they're not here. Oh, anything else, Elizabeth?
That's a great idea, Ron. And so everybody, you have two homework assignments. You have to do that. Or, you know, clap your hands at work and see whose spirit is not in their body. And let us know next week, as well as the picture experiment. And try clearing a small picture versus a picture, and let us know how that works. If you want to do both, great, and let us know. That's about it, Ron. I don't know if you want to do any more samples for everybody tonight. It was an awesome show, and thanks, everybody, for joining us. And please come back and visit us next week on the Healing Highway. We'll be here on BBS Radio Station 1 at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. And over to you, Ron, for any final thoughts.
Hey, we'll do the mind-to-heart drop, so you have to command your spirit naturally out loud, or you can whisper to take the thoughts in your head and drop them down into your heart. So here we go. So dropping down, and I count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. One more time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go, everybody. So if you notice, you're unable to think because you're in peace energy. And peace has no vocabulary. So enlighten now with your spirit, we'll say. And when you get out of that, then you're going to be in darkness because you're thinking. That's the duality. Judgment. So, blessings, everybody. Thank you, BBS. Thank you, ladies, for helping out. And thank you, listeners. We'll see you later. Blessings.